Sylvester Stallone definitely had a very clear vision of what he wanted the Rocky sculpture to portray. My name is Tom Schomburg, and I am the artist who created the Rocky statue. In the early 80s, Sylvester Stallone contacted me in my Colorado studio to create this statue for the movie Rocky III. He wanted Rocky to symbolize the iconic hero. Rocky is posed with the arms over the head to represent Rocky at a stage in his career when he has become the victor. It is meant to be a likeness of Sylvester Stallone. We took a life mask of Sylvester Stallone's face. The way you do it is you can either insert straws in the corners of the lips or in the nose, and fortunately, I didn't kill him. In the movie, he is presented with this statue from the City Fathers as their hero.
The fight to get Rocky where you see him now, where you're looking at him, lasted over 16 years. My name is James Binns. My friends call me Jimmy, and I am a Philadelphia lawyer. After meeting and becoming friendly with Sylvester Stallone and acting in two of his movies, that ultimately led to my being the person who championed for it being here on the front lawn of the wonderful Philadelphia Museum of Art. It was moved because it was not thought to be art. It was thought to be a movie prop.
And so therefore, it was decided to move the statue to the Spectrum, the place in the movies in which the boxing events took place.
But in any event, it was resurrected in 2006 when we moved it back to its rightful place of glory and honor as you're looking at it today. The statue signifies that anything is possible so long as you keep persevering. In other words, this line in the movie is that I ain't heard no bell. And that's why you see people run up the steps, the famous Rocky steps, to signify personal victory, because that's what it stands for, the personal victory.